Today's story is a Himmeldika Maisa. It's one of these stories that are obviously like eerie. They're much higher than our regular understanding. The main people involved in the story is our Rebbe, obviously, and a Chassid, Rabbi Yosef Segal. Rabbi Yosef Segal today is the Rosh Koilel of Tzemach Tzedek in Yerushalayim. A Yid that was Mekarev many, many people to Chassidus. And also, it involves the Gerer Rebbes. Anyone that knows the history of the Gerer Rebbes, there were three brothers that became Rebbe one after each other. They're all, the last name is Alter, that's the family name of the Gerer Rebbes. Reb Yisrael Alter, he's known as the Beis Yisrael. He had a brother who is called Simcha, who wrote a sefer called Leiv Simcha. And you see him by the Sima Rambam. And a third brother called the Pnei Menachem. So in the late Chofs, this was when the Beis Yisrael was Rebbe. So this Rabbi Yosef Segal, even though he was a Lubavitcher Chassid, he was and always was, he decided before Tishrei, he was going Tishrei to New York. They arranged then one of the early charters, planes. And he decided he's going to go visit the Gerer Rebbe. When he went to the Gerer Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael asked him, where are you going to be Tishrei? And he said, I'm going to be by the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And he got very excited. He said, please give regards in my name to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And my wish is that he should have a ksiva v'chsima toiva. He should have a good year. He went to New York. Had a wonderful Tishrei. And in the middle of Yechidus, he gave over the regards of the Gerer Rebbe. When the Rebbe heard this, he said that he should also have a ksiva v'chsima toiva, and he stood up and he said, Amen, and the Eibishter should grant that all the brachas that we wish each other should be fulfilled. That was interesting. He comes back home, Tishrei, and he decided he's going to give a report to the Gerer Rebbe. He walks into the Gerer Rebbe's, I guess, his room or his house. And he says, I want to hear something interesting that happened that the Lubavitcher Rebbe taught over Tishrei. So he said, oh, you want me to chazer something from the Fabrengen? You want to hear something from the Fabrengen? And this is when the thing gets interesting. The Gerer Rebbe tells him, no. I want to hear something that he said by the Sudois. In the earlier years, until Rebbe Tzenacha Medina passed away, the Rebbe would have the Sudois Yom Tif upstairs in the Friedrich Rebbe's apartment. They had an empty chair for the Friedrich Rebbe. And then the Rashag would sit on one side, and the Rebbe would sit, and the Elter Chassidim would gather around, and they would have Sudois Yom Tif upstairs in the Friedrich Rebbe's apartment. And the Gerer Rebbe was very specific that he wanted to hear something that happened by the Sudas Yom Tov. Now, Rabbi Segal was in no rush to tell him what happened by the Suda, because what he experienced that year from the Suda was a very, very scary inyan. Basically, Motzei Yom Kippur of that year, they had the Suda upstairs in the regular place, in Friedrich Rebbe's apartment. And the Rebbe was full of Simcha, Zman Simcha Seinu after Yom Kippur. And around the table were a bunch of Rabbonim that came from Eretz Yisrael, Elder Lubavitcher Rabbonim. And out of nowhere, the Rebbe smiled at them and said, maybe you could give a psak, the Mashiach should come right now. Now these Rabbonim, the elder Rav, told the Rebbe right away, what, we? The Rebbe is in charge. If the Rebbe wants Mashiach to come, it should come. In other words, why do you need the Psak Din from us? And then the Rebbe's face, oh, you could see the Simcha go out of the Rebbe's face. And the Rebbe said, Oi, you're waiting for my agreement. And then someone must have kicked this Rav under the table. And he said, no, we'll paskin. The Rebbe wants us to paskin, we'll paskin. But it was clearly too late, and the Rebbe didn't react. Rabbi Segal says he's telling the story to the Gerer Rebbe. And the Gerer Rebbe is listening to every single word. And as the story is going on, he sees him crying and crying and crying. And he continues the story. He says, a few nights later was Sukkot. Then there was a Fabrengen in the Sukkah, and they started discussing a question: what happens when you have Israeli Bochrim that come from Eretz Yisrael? They're coming to where they have one day Yom Tov. They're coming to New York where there's 2 day Yom Tov. Should they do 2 days Yom Tov or 1 day Yom Tov? Now today the general psak that's given is the Bochrim that come to the Rebbe, they act the way the Rebbe does, 2 days Yom Tov. But that was the general discussion by the Fabrengen amongst these Rabbonim. And all of a sudden, the Rebbe interrupted the conversation. And the Rebbe said, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, the second day Yom Tov, you guys could have completely avoided it. Meaning, if you would have paskined that Mashiach should come, then we would all be in Eretz Yisrael. We would not have to have 2 days Yom Tov. It wouldn't be a question. You guys could have completely avoided the entire sugya. 1 day Yom Tov, 2 day Yom Tov. You could have avoided the whole thing. So the Rabbanim again got very, very scared. And they started paskining that Mashiach should come right away. But by then, the Rebbe completely ignored them and moved on to another inyan. And Rabbi Segal says that as he's saying this story over to the Gerer Rebbe, he keeps on crying and crying, and he says, Nu, may it be for good, so Zayin Av Guten, so it should be okay. And then he lifted his eyes to the ceiling, and it was just looking in the ceiling, and he understood that it was time for him to leave. He also understood what the Gerer Rebbe wanted to hear. In other words, it was obvious that the tzaddikim of the generation knew that there was an Eish Ratzon, and that's why he wanted to give special regards, as well wanting to know exactly what was supposed to happen by the Rebbe's Suda. It was obvious that the Gerer Rebbe, you know, was waiting to hear if the Eish Ratzon was used out. So Rabbi Segal continues a fascinating thing. That years later, he met the Gerer Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem. This is the third brother. Today's Gerer Rebbe, his name is Rabbi Yankel Alter. He's a son of the second of the three brothers, of the Lev Simcha. The Lev Simcha was by the Rebbe a few times. They had many discussions. But the Pnei Menachem, the Beis Yisrael, the first Rebbe of this story, he never actually came to New York. He never met the Rebbe. The Lev Simcha did. So it says the Pnei Menachem, the third brother, who became Rebbe later and passed away, you know, he was older when he became Rebbe, when he heard this story of his brother and the Rebbe, he said, now something makes sense to me. He says, what makes sense to me? He says that one time I was in Yechidus by the Rebbe, when the Gerer Rebbes would come to New York, have Yechidus by the Rebbe, and they had a long Yechidus. And after the Yechidus, the Rebbe told him, I want you to give regards to your brother that I do know, and I want you to give regards to the brother that I don't know. Again, he had two brothers. Now, he understood what the Rebbe meant. that the brother that he does know is the Leiv Simcha, who was by the Rebbe a few times, and the brother that he doesn't know is the brother that was Beis Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, that he never met. So when he went back to Eretz Yisrael, he went to visit his brother, the Gerer Rebbe, and told him that the Lubavitcher Rebbe sends regards to you, and he referred to you as the brother that he doesn't know. That's what he told him. And the Pnei Menachem told Rabbi Segal that his brother got very surprised. And his brother said, is that what the Lubavitcher Rebbe said? The Lubavitcher Rebbe and I know each other very well. Now they never met. And the Gerer Rebbe is saying that they know each other very well. So the brother said, I was wondering a long time, when was there ever even a correspondence between the two? But now that you tell me this story and how they both were anticipating an Eish Ratzon for Mashiach, now it makes sense. Because if my brother was so involved with every detail of this story that he even was crying tears because he obviously was anticipating something to happen in the Friedrich Rebbe's apartment. He was waiting to hear what would happen. He says, if my brother ended up crying over this story, then obviously he and the Rebbe truly knew each other very well, and they understood each other very, very well.